Eagles Media Relations.
Yeah, this is Robbie at the Titans. I've got Coach if y'all are ready for him.
Yeah, give us 1 second.
Okay.
Jeff Fisher?
Yep, let me put him on.
Give us 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
We ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hi, this is Jeff.
Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Good.
Good.
What is the possibility of Vince Young being your quarterback Sunday?
Well, I think it's pretty good. He's going to be day-to-day. We'll just see how he progresses each day. You know, obviously, I can't make that determination now, but we're hopeful that he'll be able to play.
Is he going to practice today, Jeff?
No, I don't think so. We're going to have more of a walkthrough than a practice day just because of the short week.
Jeff, you're getting a pretty good contribution from two ex-Eagles, Jason Babin and Witherspoon. Can you talk a little bit about what they bring to the table, and are you surprised at all by the way they've stepped in and helped you so much?
No, you know, I'm not surprised. We felt like both of them, you know, surely would fit into our scheme. I think Will, in particular, is benefiting from having an off season and a training camp in our defense as compared to, you know, the situation he had there. And Jason, you know, Jason is just really having fun. You know, we edge him, we keep him out wide, and he's just really, he's off to a great start, and he's benefiting from some good players around him.
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, I know you were a safety. How do you feel about the proposed suspensions for the high hits?
Well, I mean, clearly the you know, the rules are very specific. You know, they've been how should I say, illustrated at training camp the modification or the change this year that would prohibits the launch, and I think. You know, I think we have a responsibility to protect our players, and if there, in fact, there's intentional hits, you know, that are rule violations, I think the potential for a suspension will get some people's attention.
Defensive players are saying, though, that it's taking away from their ability to be aggressive. What do you say?
I think there's a misunderstanding here. People have come out and said this is a violent game. It's a physical game, and it's not going to take away any of the aggressiveness. Basically, there's techniques being used that are unacceptable, and they, they create a situation where player safety is in jeopardy, and you know, the league office is not saying don't run hard, don't hit hard, don't tackle hard. They're saying don't use these tactics.
What did you think about the hit on DeSean Jackson? Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it, and you know, I haven't seen all the copies of it. And obviously, it was a very difficult situation for both players. You know, it's hard to tell whether or not you know, there was helmet to helmet contact, but it was certainly a very unfortunate play and results, and those are the kind of things that you know, we don't need in our game. However, you know, as to whether or not it was helmet to helmet, it's hard for me to say. It's not up to me to determine. But you know, there were several other hits that certainly were violations of the rules as they are read.
Jeff, as a member of the competition committee, that hit in particular, before you expanded it in March to include a player being able to defend himself before he gets hit, would that not have been illegal? Without, I mean, excluding the fact that the possibility of there being helmet-to-helmet contact, but just the fact, the hit itself.
Well, you know, it's hard to say, and that's the thing that's difficult with some of these hits is, you know, where the contact actually takes place. And you know, is the contact is it a little lower than it you know, it moves into the head and neck area. You know, it's just hard to say. I mean, we have tried to draw a very, very bright line as far as a defenseless player, and then how to go about initiating contact. And, you know, so in this particular case, without getting specifics in them, without having seen it, you know, all the different angles, it's, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, come to that conclusion.
Hey, Jeff, when you were here in the 80s, you had guys like Wes and Andre who, you know, made a living with these kind of hits. When you look at how the game has changed and you look back to those years, I mean, that defense kind of, you know, prided itself on those type of things. Early on in your career, I mean, did you share kind of, obviously you guys were thriving playing that kind of defense, but did you have concerns going back that far about, you know, the damage that those kind of things might cause?
Well, no, we were playing hard and playing between the snap and the whistle and playing aggressive. As far as, I don't know what you're referring to as far as damage, but no, I mean, it's a physical game, and you know, you play that way. Good teams play that way.
Jeff, Andy has said that Kevin Cobb is likely going to start on Sunday. Do you still have to prepare for Vic in case something?
Yeah, there's no question about that. We would prepare for both quarterbacks.
Do you think that defense in the 80s would have been able to play the same way today, those guys that you had?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that – yeah, I mean, there were rules back then. But, it was a talented team. And you know, they were very aggressive, and it started with the front. And, you know, I would see no reason why that team couldn't play, you know, currently.
Jeff, do you like your situation where you have a young ascending quarterback like Vince Young just reaching his prime, and then an older backup in Kerry Collins, as opposed to what Andy has, where at some point when both are physically healthy, he's got to make a decision involving two quarterbacks who are both in their prime?
Well, our situation is good from this standpoint that we, you know, I feel like we have two starters. And, and our current situation right now with Vince playing and Kerry being the backup, with his experience, you know, he's able to come off without much practice time, come off the bench and play and be productive. So we've got a good situation here from the standpoint of we had two starters, and it clearly, I mean, even though the experience factor is a little bit different there in Philly, they certainly we can draw parallels because, you know, I think in everyone's opinion they have two starters as well.
Does it work for you because Kerry is so, you know, he's taken his role as the backup and you know, hasn't kind of come out and said that he wants to be the starter?
Well, I mean, Kerry wants to start. He wants to play. But he's accepted it, and he prepares himself to play. And that's why it works for us. I mean, it was 3rd and 12 when he came on the field, and he completed a pass for a first down. And so without having taken many practice reps, and I think that's the hardest thing to do in this league is to back up because you don't get the practice reps, and that's why we're very fortunate to have Kerry here.
Jeff, you and Andy, I think, are the two longest-tenured coaches in your current team in the NFL. What do you do to make sure you don't stay stale and to keep things fresh as far as, you know, year to year, changing things up and that kind of thing?
Well, the turnover on the roster allows that to happen. You know, you're turning. I mean, both. I think, you know, they've got certainly more rookies, young player, first year players than we do. But we've got a handful of them, and every year, you know, there's turnover. And I know you know, 3 or 4 years down the line, you're going to have a whole new team. And I think that helps. And obviously Andy's done a great job there with his X's and O's and managing that football team. And he's a great communicator. I think that's important as well.
Jeff, how have you changed, if at all, over these years?
Well, I think each year we have a responsibility as coaches to learn, to grow, to study, to do more, to look at things differently. Our team is different every year, and we have to adjust to the roster changes and the differences from one year to the next.
Do you think players should be suspended for helmet to helmet hits?
I'm sorry?
Do you think players should be suspended for helmet-to-helmet hits?
I think that's a question that you can pose to the league office.
Jeff, what did you are you surprised what Jaquay Parker's done since he left you guys several years ago? He's become a real nice player up here.
Not surprised at all. He was very talented while I was here. We just had, a numbers issue. And, no, I'm real happy for him. He was a real pleasure to coach, and he worked real hard. We knew that he had some talent.
Jeff, you have an offense that, you like to control the clock, obviously, with your run game and Chris Johnson. The Eagles have done a pretty good job of stopping two pretty good running games the last 2 weeks in the 49ers and the Falcons. Is that something that that you guys are prepared for, them, you know, emphasizing stopping the run first?
Well, you know, first off, I'm very impressed with you know, all three phases of the Eagles and how they play. They're very difficult to, to game plan against, I should say, in particular because they do a lot of different things and they're very talented. They're well coached, and our philosophy is to do whatever it takes weekly to try to win a football game. And if it means pick it up and throw it early, we'll do that. And if it means hand it off to CJ and be patient, we'll do that as well.
Is there a parallel to draw, Jeff, between yourself and Andy Reid as to how you've been able to stay with the same team for so long?
Well, I think you have to turn and point and credit ownership. I think in my case, Mr. Adams has been a great owner and understands this game and understands the importance of continuity and stability. And I think that's the case also with the Lorries.
Jeff, Andy is reminded often here that for as long as he's been here, he's yet to win a Super Bowl. You're in a similar situation there. Do you dwell on it much?
Every day. I mean, that's our job. You know, that's why Mr. Adams hired me. And, that's why I come to work. So, I mean, that's, but obviously it's not, I mean, that's the goal. But immediately, as we're talking right now, our focus is on the next opponent. But that's why we were hired.
How much easier is it to game plan for the Eagles offense without DeSean Jackson being out there?
Well, they're not going to do anything different. They're very, very explosive, and they have a very creative way of attacking defenses and spreading the field. So they'll plug the next guy in. That's what they've been able to do.
You ever wonder how different things would have been if Braman and Harry Gamble had decided to give you the job instead of Kotite after the 90 season? You ever wonder about that?
Let me just say this. My experience there was extraordinary. I really enjoyed my 5 years there, professionally and personally, the fans and the whole experience. And, it didn't work out. There are reasons it didn't work out, and, you move on. But, certainly things would have changed had they made a different decision.
Well, Jeff, you have a local player on your practice squad, Myron Roll. I was just curious how he has developed and if you see a future for him in the NFL.
Yeah, he's there because he has a future. He's doing a great job. He works very hard every day. He does the extra things, he's a much different player now than he was when we signed him after when we drafted him.
And so you seem to take a chance on him, given the fact that he didn't play at all last year, the Rhodes Scholarship and all that stuff. That
those things really didn't come into play. We had a grade on his ability and his production and his skills, and that's why we took him. And certainly there's there's a bonus there because he's a very smart young man, and he's a great teammate. He works hard, and the game's important to him. He wants to give it a shot.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. See you Sunday.
Thank you. Okay, though.